Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1727. Choose Joy Over Comparison by Courtney Carver of BeMoreWithLess.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, and welcome back to another bonus episode for the week. Once a week, I like to share an extra article with you from a different podcast in the OLD network. Today's article comes from Optimal Relationships Daily, where we talk about comparison, which is something we occasionally touch on in our Optimal Health Daily podcast. This is a great listen since we tend to catch up on social media on the weekends. So with that, let's jump right in and hear this episode from Optimal Relationships Daily as we optimize your life.
Choose Joy Over Comparison by Courtney Carver of BeMoreWithLess.com. These simple words reminded me about why I quit my job, got rid of most of my stuff, and redefined my life. There is a fine line between comparison and competition, and neither are particularly productive when it comes to feeding a happy, healthy, joyful life. I am no stranger to comparison. Working in sales and marketing for close to 20 years had my daily focus on comparing things like my sales numbers compared to my colleagues, my company stats compared to my competition, the number of hours I invested compared to everyone else, how much later I checked my email and wrote proposals compared to coworkers, my connection with clients compared to their relationships, and then there was all the life stuff that went with the work stuff, my new shoes compared to hers, where I went on vacation compared to where they went on vacation, what car I drove to work in compared to how they got to work, my new highlights compared to their cute haircut. I'm embarrassed and saddened that comparison was such a huge part of my life, but the interesting part is that I didn't know it was so prevalent until it wasn't. I didn't know that I was driven by being better, faster, smarter, more liked, and more stylish. I wasn't outwardly greedy or aggressive, but inside, I was striving for the wrong things. All I really wanted was joy, and yet through my actions, I was chasing it away every day. In my old life of keeping up, exceeding expectations, and searching for more, I had to escape to find joy, and today, joy chases me. Choose joy and stop comparing bank accounts. If you've ever raised eyebrows because your employer bought a new car or a coworker showed up at the office wearing $500 shoes, then you've given some thought to how people spend their money compared to how you spend yours. I know you don't actually share bank statements, but you make assumptions based on how people live and what they say. The money they make has no bearing on your happiness, and what they make is only a tiny part of their financial picture. If you were happy with what you were earning until you discovered a coworker made more, ask yourself why you're chasing joy away. Appearance. No one that really cares about you will remember what shoes you wore to last month's sales meeting or your cousin's wedding. If you try to keep up with the latest trends and compare yourself to magazine ads and mannequins at the mall, you will be uncomfortable, broke, and frustrated. Instead, dress with fewer items that allow you to be creative, gentle, and happy. Shoes that squeeze your feet and jeans that cut off the circulation in your thighs aren't joyful. Dress to enjoy your day, not so that others can enjoy you. You will remember the moment, and they will remember that you were great to spend time with, not what you looked like. Children. With stories of babies on exclusive private school waiting lists and back-to-back activities for kids, you might compare what you're doing with your own kids. Why did you take your kids hiking this weekend instead of driving back and forth to music, sports, and language classes? Why are your kids at home with you all summer instead of away at camp learning something that will build their college applications? Why aren't your kids taking 5 AP classes instead of the curriculum that they really enjoy? What? Your kid isn't going to college? You get the idea. Comparison will steal the joy of watching your children learn to love their own life. Teach your children that they are perfect and imperfect, not better or worse than someone else. Give them room to breathe, solve problems, and discover what makes their hearts sing. Body image. If you've ever wanted to be skinnier than someone else, you know what I mean. Maybe you've even taken drastic measures to measure up. Instead of comparing and falling short, think about how you want to fuel your body to be joyful with great energy. Make slow changes based on what your body needs, not based on the dress you want to wear that won't zip or the friend that seems to always be the perfect weight. Relationships. Have you ever compared the relationship you have with someone to another? Similar to the financial comparisons, you never know the full story. I have seen countless marriages and relationships crumble that looked perfect from the outside. You catch a glimpse of other relationships, but the only ones you can really know and enjoy are yours. Pour yourself into them. Whenever you start to focus on a relationship that doesn't include you, shift focus and write a love letter and connect more deeply with someone you love. Success. Your life experience is unique, as is your definition of success. When you can truly stop comparing, you can figure out what that definition is. You can take time to ask important questions like, what really makes me happy? What will I contribute to the world? What is enough for me? There is enough joy for each of us. Joy is not a limited resource. Joy multiplies when you embrace it. Joy spreads when you give it away. And when you stop comparing, joy will chase you. Slow down, and it will catch you every day. Where is comparison stealing your joy? You just listened to the post titled Choose Joy Over Comparison by Courtney Carver of BeMoreWithLess.com. Important stuff today coming from Courtney. Thank you so much to her for allowing us to read her article. Certainly the comparison does come from somewhere, and reasons for excessive comparison should not be ignored, but Courtney shines light on what the other options are in these moments of comparison. And it is by knowing and taking these actions that long-term changes can happen and new habits can be established, all of which stand to bring much more joy. So thank you so much to Courtney for sharing. That is a wrap for today's episode, my friends. Thank you for joining me as always, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. Go do something joyful, why don't you? I will see you back here again tomorrow with an excerpt from a book on finding hope, where your optimal life awaits.